Over the years, you've brought opioids into your home. They helped when you were in pain, and you held on to them just in case. But holding on to opioids puts your family at risk. Learn more at www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WICT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
As a firefighter, my job was about saving lives. I never thought one day I would be fighting for mine.
After spending his career answering the call to save others, Ken was diagnosed with ALS. Now he's facing his biggest battle for more time. For 70 years, Muscular Dystrophy Association has been helping people live longer and more independent lives.
I wouldn't be living as good of a life with ALS if it wasn't for MDA. Learn more at MDA.org.
Hello, I'm Dr. Ruth Westheimer. And if you listen to WRCT Pittsburgh, you know that in most cases, size does not matter.
your debutante, some flowers in your hair, or a cashier in a restaurant, so get from there, yeah. But everybody wants to burn it down. Everybody wants to burn it down. So let me know you're on your way. Give me a date and time. You're coming back to California.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
Except work is worse. kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims. And we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT. Pittsburgh.
She's a housewife, and her husband's with the night shift at the plant for 30 years. They got a nice little trailer in a nice little court, and a poodle they love like a child they never had. They go to the VFW club on Friday night. She gets a sludge in his face and some fries from the kitchen, tip the waitress, fit the fence. Has her hair done the same way that she has for 30 years. Some say life's useless, it's gone, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Ayla's died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have. She paints ceramics and bowls twice a month. She goes dancing with her husband when I can, or to the wrestling matches at the local arena. Some say life's useless, it's fun, it's dull. But she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have. Cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. Oh, Randy. Some say life's useless, but she's happy, she's satisfied, and nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't have, cause she's happy, she's happy, she's happy. And nearly every day she cries when she remembers the day that Elvis died. She doesn't covet what she doesn't.
88.3 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
On this useless night, with you so far away, I stand in front of this Ferris wheel, and I wonder, what am I doing here? And I wonder, what am I doing here? And all the drunks just stumble by
up on no shelf. She said, don't give me no lines and keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself. Keep your hands to yourself.
We all make choices about alcohol. Kids make choices whether to drink or not.
Bye, Dad. Remember, I'm going to Alex's party tonight and sleeping over.
Hey, Em. Remind me about that party again.
And adults make choices whether to talk about it. That's true of parents and every other trusted adult in a kid's life. Kids want to know our expectations, and they want honest answers in everyday conversations. So talk with your kids and help lead them on a positive path. Because when you talk, they hear you. Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.